This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two on a gorgeous Saturday morning. Dayton and David here, and we're joined by Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
Doing well. So I'm not in studio this week. Actually, my son plays ball for UW Lacrosse. They made the postseason.
Nice.
Two schools, two baseball schools in Wisconsin made the postseason. UW Whitewater, they're hosting a regional.
Go Hawks.
And then UW Lacrosse, which my son is on. And we're down in beautiful Decatur, Illinois.
Excellent. Well, did you go to Whitewater?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's why you said go Hawk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, nice. Enjoy baseball. It's going to be a good day here. I don't know about down there, but here it's going to be beautiful.
It's probably going to be really warm down
there. Almost, Eric, almost like we're out of winter.
Yes.
You think we can officially say we're out of winter at this point?
I see it off in the distance. Summer.
Well, when we start putting today's itinerary together, I'm like, you know, the things I want to talk about are not condensation on glass, because that's the winter conversation when it comes to windows, and actually interior condensation on glass. But can we really say we're out of winter, even with a high of 80 plus?
You never know.
Yeah, we're out of winter. We're just maybe not out of spring yet.
So if you don't want to talk about condensation on windows, what is there anything we should be looking at our windows in spring, summer? What are we looking for?
So it's always wild. Sometimes you get this. We did it last fall, last August. We actually had so much with all the rain, the flooding and everything like that. We had so much moisture in the air. We actually had what we call reverse condensation when good windows and you have a good glass and the outside surface is so cool in the morning and there's so much moisture in the air that the condensation is actually happening on the outside of the glass. So we do still talk about condensation just in a different way, but really this is the time of the year now when you get outside, you know, because we're out of winter, you get outside, walk around your house. Now you start really looking at, you know, the house and looking at the windows, looking at the frame, looking at if there's any separation or gaps in the corners, if you have metal exterior, you know, it's an extruded metal aluminum frame window, are the corners gapping? Are the seals failing? You start seeing the exterior seals on the windows start to dry out and crack. That's a sign water's going to get in. And on aluminum extruded aluminum frame exterior windows like that frame, it doesn't always show rot because the metal doesn't, you know, aluminum doesn't rot, but you do start seeing that that each corner usually has a seal on it. And if it's exposed and starting to show that it's drying up and cracking, well, then water can get in. And then once water gets in there, it gets inside the wall. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of rotten windows and rotten wall components, like the sills inside the wall, even down to the sheathing, if it was OSB sheeted houses like they used in the 90s. So a lot of problems can come from that, when you have older aluminum clad or extruded aluminum frames on the outside. And, of course, the old wood windows that are obviously you can see the rot and pretty much poke your finger into the soft wood.
Yeah, so, and like I was going to say, even an aluminum clad window, even if the frame is fine and everything else, and you might not see it, especially casement windows, if you don't open your casement windows frequently and you all of a sudden you open it up and the bottom of the sash is just rotting out. It looked fine inside. Maybe it looked fine outside, but all of a sudden you open it up and the bottom of the sash just literally drops out because it just sat there and it's getting wet and everything. So
this is the time of year we should be opening and closing our
windows,
right?
Cleaning them, maintaining them. And then when you find out that they're done. It's time to call Siding Unlimited.
Yeah, SidingUnlimited.com is the website. Eric, on with us all this hour, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, that's the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. It is a Fix-It show.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
Good morning. Mostly sunny, 83 for a high today. It's going to be gorgeous outside already, up to 63. Dayton Kane and David Nason, Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited. You can see Siding, or see everything that we do. I can say that on this. We do at SidingUnlimited.com. We just celebrated 32 years this past week, Eric.
Yeah, I like that number. That's much lower than my number of 47. So it's, I like celebrating the business birthday more than my own. But yeah, 32 years. It's been awesome. It's a lot of fun. As the company has grown, it just, we've added such great people, and it just makes it, I mean, it just makes it go by so fast.
Yeah. So talk about the how that happened. I mean, how has Siding Unlimited made it 32 years? Got to be doing something right.
Well, it started, my brother and I, we would go to work during the summers with our dad. And our dad, he retired about 10 years ago. He's passed on. But he taught us how to swing a hammer is basically what it comes down to. And what that means is every morning, we piled into the same truck and drove to the job and worked all day and learned our trade, learned our craft from him. And then when Aaron and I were done with high school, going into college, it's how we paid our way through college. We were getting out of college and we thought, let's make a go of a business. Like, let's put our skills to the test and see if we can push some sort of a business out of it. And we kind of gave ourselves like a 3 to 5 year plan and thought, well, if it doesn't work after that, we'll go find real jobs. And it turned out that our 5 year plan was pretty much accomplished in 2 years. And we just, just hit the ground running. Like I don't know, I can throw so many cliches at this, like, but that's what it is. We just worked really hard and never really stopped and just did a lot of the right things, worked with the right people, all the way along the way. And then, when we saw we had an opportunity to really grow, we just took full advantage of it. And it really is. It comes down to the people. It comes down to our installers. Dayton, you're on the sales team. Our sales team is fantastic working with people. Customers can trust them. And our office team works really hard getting the jobs ordered and scheduled. Again, our install team does the work. They do a great job. And our customers are fantastic. Like, honestly, we get the right people that buy from us. I'm blown away by... And I think it's obviously it's our community, Milwaukee. We're also out in Madison, but we just get the right people that buy from us. They're willing to work with us for the ultimate completion is, I mean, the ultimate, at the end is their home. It's their project, and just overall, just a great experience. And I mean that's really what's got us to 32 years of business and doing things the right way.
We were talking to Greg Olson from Redo Cabinets last hour about the fact that this is construction, right? Things can happen. It doesn't always go perfectly smooth. Right. No company is 100% perfect.
And I see that a lot.
What is important, though, is the follow-up on when you run into something unexpected, how is it handled? Does it get fixed at the end of the day? And that's how you survive 32 years of a business, is doing it right at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You fix what needs to be fixed, and everything is good, and people are happy.
And without sharing details, I can say that from first hand experience about Siding Unlimited, being involved in something, and you guys stood behind the project and corrected it and made sure that the customer was satisfied.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. Mm-hmm. We work hard. We have. A lot of people that have been in the business a long time, so we've got a lot of history. Everybody knows their role and handles themselves really well. And we're so customer first focused. And what's great is that like Dayton, like what you said, you know, with Greg, you know, talking about, you know, things can come up. Are customers willing to work with them, you know, willing to have the conversations that, hey, this is how it's supposed to be. Maybe we can change it. I mean, sometimes it's, we can't change it because we're just going to allow water to go into the wrong places. Or maybe we can make an adjustment if we can, we will. We'll work through it. And sometimes it's the hard conversation that somebody visually thinks it's supposed to be something else, and we show them all the detail, showing them that, nope, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how construction works.
That and this is, in some cases, what people don't necessarily know or maybe want to know or see is that it's the manufacturer's installation instructions.
Yep. Siding Unlimited, yeah, on absolutely. With us all this hour. You can check them out, sidingunlimited.com, the website, 855-616-1620 if you have questions for Eric Brown. Thanks for listening to the Fix-It Show this morning.
Advice you can use. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton here with David Nason and Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us this hour. Let's talk about windows and installation a little bit, Eric. So there's only one way to install a window. Well, there's one best practice, that's for sure. Let's talk through that a little bit.
This is always fun because, yeah, like Dave said, there's one way. There's many ways, and then there's ways that I'll see others install windows, and I'm just blown away how they shouldn't be done. There's many ways of how they shouldn't be done. We install what we call a pocket replacement window and a full replacement window. And I would say probably 90% of our windows that we sell are going to be a full replacement install. And the difference between the two, the pocket replacement will fit inside older windows. They have the wood brick mold or the wood exterior, 1980s and before, that the double hungs, they can accommodate the way the pocket window is made. It can be accommodated into that frame. The trick that the caveat to that though is and what people like, but then we have to kind of have the conversation. We definitely have the conversation about when you do a pocket replacement and you fit it inside the old frame. Yes, there's less labor because we're not removing the old frame and we're not removing the interior trim, but you have to order the window smaller to fit inside the old frame. So you're really taking the sashes out, the glass, and that immediate frame around the glass, the upper and the lower sashes, those come out, and some of the mechanicals that operate the window in the frame, some of that stuff comes out. But you're ordering a smaller window to fit inside the old frame, and you're losing glass space. Now, it's a little cheaper because you save on some of the labor and having to redo the interior trim, but that's one of the things that people see after we do a pocket install is they lose glass space, they lose natural light. So the wife or the woman that comes home and sees, like, there's less natural light in her living room or her kitchen or her bedroom, you know, it's like they're happy that they have new windows. They're not thrilled because they lost the natural light. Now, when we do a full replacement, it's a full replacement, full, you know, we're replacing the entire old window. We're taking the old frame completely out. In order to do that, we have to replace the interior trim and the exterior trim. And we can actually see the wall, the sill on the wall, inside the wall, we can see if there's any rot beyond the old frame. When we don't take the old frame out, like in a pocket install scenario, we can't see that. So if there is water getting in, there's nothing we can do. But on a full replacement, we can see if there's damage beyond the window frame. And oftentimes there is, and then we can fix that for people. The benefit is that we're not going to lose the natural light. We're not going to lose glass space when we do a full replacement. And when we explain that to people, that's why probably 90%, maybe even a little bit higher than that, of the window installs that we do are full replacement, because people just don't want to lose the natural light. We run into scenarios up against our competition who don't explain it that way, and they try to do things probably the fastest, easiest way to install a window so they can get in and out, collect a check, and move on to the next job. And that's just not our approach.
I'm actually amazed when I go into a home and I say, and I'm like the second or third guy in, and they say, I say, did they explain to you how they're installing the window? Well, no. Really?
Yeah.
They didn't even talk about what they're going to do? Well, no.
Yeah.
Okay. That tells you something.
And I don't blame people for that. Like, I mean, I blame my competition, our competition,
sales.
Like, yeah, absolutely. But look, if I'm buying a car, I don't ask how the engine was installed.
Right.
I have no idea, you know, nor do I really care. I just, this car looks good. It's going to run. It's got a warranty. And that's where I think Siding Unlimited, like guys like Dayton on our sales team, the rest of our whole sales team, we can explain the scenario. We can explain anything that you're going to experience with us, whether it is the install or the guys coming out to the job or the people in our office or longevity. Like, what's our warranty? We have a 10-year labor warranty on top of the manufacturer's warranties, where we have a vinyl window. We use Sunrise vinyl windows, and that has a lifetime warranty on the product. Pella, we use a lot of Pella windows. I've said that before on the show. And with their wood products, the wood, the extruded aluminum framing, the aluminum exterior, and the glass, lifetime warranties. So we do a great job explaining all of that stuff.
Eric Brown on with us all this hour. If you have questions, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear from you. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Here with Eric Brown, and Isaac is in the producer's studio reminding us that the Oak Creek High School plant sale is going on today. You're looking to get outside and plant things this morning, you can get to Oak Creek High School and get your plants.
Sure.
So thank you for that tip. Good stuff.
So, Eric, you said 32 years. Congratulations on that. 32 years. Not too long ago, a couple of years, I don't remember, that you expanded out to Madison. How long ago did you guys open the showroom in Waukesha on Larry Court there, that you went from the business that your dad started, you know, where you're just showing up on jobs and everything, but now you have this amazing showroom out there in Waukesha? How long has that been around?
I think it's been 12 years.
Okay.
I think we're 12 or 13 years. And then, and the Madison was 2 years ago that we opened up. And it's been really fun. Madison, we had a lot of referrals going out to Madison, people that we worked with in the Milwaukee area and have family out west or have family in Sun Prairie or Middleton or they moved out there and they call us up and they're like, you know, we just don't know who to trust out here. We don't know anybody. Can you guys come out this way? And I mean, you know, really from our Waukesha showroom, just off of like by Barker Road and I-94, by the corners, we're not far from there. But from our Waukesha showroom, 665 Larry Court, to our Madison showroom is a 50-minute drive. So it's not far. So we can manage both markets, no problem. It's been going great. I think it's been 12 years that we've been there. And prior to that, we were working out of a little office, and you know, I mean, mostly it's you just kind of maneuver with not a lot of space. We moved into the current place in Waukesha, and we've outgrown it. We're busting at the seams, but the showroom really is nice.
Yeah, for somebody who, you know, it's great to have Dayton or somebody come out to your house and talk to you. You're looking at your house, and he's saying, "Look at this." But for somebody who really wants to put their hands on what is vinyl siding, maybe, you know, feel like maybe they got old aluminum on their house. What does vinyl siding feel like, look like? What are the options for it? And compare it, almost right next to it is the LP product and the stone veneer you guys do and windows and how, I mean, it's just you're literally looking at all your options right there in the showroom. So,
and you don't go 32 years in this business and not learn anything. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said about having Dayton come out and he meets with you, and then having the second appointment coming back to the showroom, or some maybe even the first appointment's at the showroom, that's fine. It doesn't matter the order. But the important thing is what I've seen in our industry, where people get themselves, companies and customers get themselves into some trouble, are these, like a one call close on something that they really should get into the showroom and see. So a salesman that enters the house and they're there for 3-4 hours, you can't get rid of them. Like, that's real. Like, that's not a story that I'm just trying to paint a bad image of our industry. No, that's real. And you know, people that sign without seeing the product, like without seeing a full size or some sort of version of the product in a showroom, or maybe even stopping out at one of our customers' houses. Like, we have people that you can drive by their addresses. You know, there's people that say, no, don't share our address. That's fine. And we have people that are like, yeah, no problem. As long as they're driving by, that's fine. But we want people to see that stuff. We want people to come into the showroom, touch and feel the windows, see how the window looks, how it operates, the components to it, the siding, like you said, the vinyl siding, the LP smart side, the roofing. When people don't do that, when they don't come in and see it, and then it goes on their house, sometimes there's a little bit of, oh, I wish I would have seen it first. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We want to answer all the questions before we advance and move forward. And we're just in an industry where there's so many sales organizations that get in the house and they try to twist the arm, and that's just not us. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if that's how we operated.
I wouldn't be working for you if that's how we operated.
Right? Yeah, I wouldn't be giving out your name if you think.
I did that for 1 year at one other company, and I did not like it. It was not my way of – I like to communicate. Yeah. I like to meet people, get to know them, find out what they need. Yeah, definitely the way to go. So SidingUnlimited.com, if you go there and you fill out the form, what happens next?
So if you go on SidingUnlimited.com and fill out that form, I actually receive that through my own through my email. So there's communication directly to me, but I then forward like that – goes to one of our sales, someone from our sales team. So if you ask for Dayton, ask for it on the form, and then we will get him. He'll be the one calling. If you're looking for windows, write that down. But we'll then get it to our sales team. They'll call, set up an appointment, and then away we go.
855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If you have questions for Eric Brown, but you just heard the website, SidingUnlimited.com. It is a Fix-It show on WTMJ.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix-It show on WTMJ.
You can always watch the show. So exciting. Streaming live on YouTube, WTMJ.com, and the WTMJ mobile app. David's in here juggling, yeah, riding waving. Unicycles.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's crazy.
Standing on my head.
I'm Dayton. That's David. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us. We did get a text, Eric. It says, you guys even noticed something that wasn't right with my window install last year that I wouldn't have noticed, and you totally made it right for me. It goes back to that customer service and making sure at the end of the day everybody is happy. So that's good to see there. Tell me something here. So anybody can go on a commercial, on a radio show, on their TV and say they're number one. What does that really mean? How do you prove you're number one or you're the best? Do you hear that all the time from everybody? What things? Go ahead.
You can't just throw it up on a billboard and say, hey, that counts.
Yeah, right. Anybody does it though. So what would make Siding Unlimited the company to go with?
So we years ago jumped on when we started using Pella windows and doors. Everybody knows who Pella is. National brand, one of the most trusted window brands in the country, and we started using their product. And as we grew, they grew with us, and it's been a great partnership over the years. So much that they started doing some different contractor, designations. And we earned the first year that they started doing their platinum their contractor program, we were one of the top ones in the country. And then since then, we've won the Pella Platinum Premier National Contractor of the Year award 5 times. And that, I think, that them tipping, just kind of, tipping their cap at us and saying, hey, you know, we want to recognize you guys because of, you know, obviously we use a lot of their product, but it's not a volume thing. It's a customer. They vet us all the time, making sure that we're treating our customers the right way. We're installing their product the right way. We're representing Pella in a strong manner, just as much as we're representing Siding Unlimited. And so that, I think right away, Pella Windows and Doors saying that Siding Unlimited is our top contractor in the country for 5 different years, I think that gives us the number one, you know. But now, like, when we do, like, Outdoor Living Unlimited does decking, and TimberTech is one of the most trusted decking brands in the country, and they're doing a contractor, they do a contractor program as well, and they said the last 3 years they've given us the nod for Wisconsin's number one TimberTech decking installer for Outdoor Living Unlimited. So when you start racking up the wins, so to speak, you start thinking, yeah, you know what? I can put that on a billboard. We can talk about it on radio like today, and we can put it on a TV commercial saying we're number one with confidence, because it's not us just giving ourselves an award saying, hey, we're the best because we feel like it. We're making the right people proud of us, starting with our customers, and then going all the way to the manufacturers like Pella and TimberTech.
And I would say, same along the same lines, but a little different. So you guys partnered with UW Sports Program, right? That's a pretty serious program, and I would be willing to bet that they did their due diligence, as it were. You know, research. They're not gonna partner with somebody who's not gonna be around, who's good, who's got a good reputation. They're looking to. The same thing with you. You want to partner with UW Sports. Everybody loves the Badgers and everything, so it's the same thing. They're looking to align themselves with somebody who's going to be around and not going to be somebody that they have to cringe every once in a while. Like, oh yeah,
it's a snowball effect, yeah. And we want to take advantage of it because it's every which way we can educate the homeowner that we are who we say we are. You know, the Pella Awards, the TimberTech Awards, and then when we walk into the conversation with UW and being a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, nobody, Pella, TimberTech, UW, Siding Unlimited, none of us want to be a part of a bad headline. So you have to, take care of your branding, and you have to do the right things, especially when you have other organizations like that tied into your branding. The other thing we have is the last couple of years, we've won Best and Brightest Places to Work. That's an organization out of Michigan that does reviews companies nationwide. And the last 2 years, we were in the Best and Brightest for Wisconsin. And then this last year, we also won a national award for one of the Best and Brightest Places to Work nationally. So again, when we talk about our team, we talk about Dayton and the sales team, we talk about our office team, we brag about our installers like that. Our install team, our carpenters are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
But it's also one of the reasons why we're the best and brightest places to work is because our team is fantastic.
One segment left with Eric Brown. It is the Fix It Show. You can check out Siding Unlimited at sidingunlimited.com.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Like a user's manual on the radio. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored each week by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited been on with us this hour. Hey, it's 65 degrees already on the way up to a high of 83. Going to be sunny, beautiful day. Eric, we were just talking about, you know, all the things that you put together at Siding Unlimited to be able to say, hey, we're number one. We're one of the best, right? Because you've got all these suppliers and manufacturers and organizations outside of Siding Unlimited giving us this data and saying, yeah, these guys are really good at what they do. What does that mean for me as a consumer?
So, yeah, what we've done over the years developing the company, what we talked about this last hour, it really comes back to absolutely the consumer, the customer, and it's 100% trust. I mean, we have to build trust because we are working inside people's homes when we install windows and doors. We have to be inside the house. Windows are in every room of the house, including your bedroom. So some of the most, you know, the most private areas, your bedroom, master bathroom, that's where we're going to be working. And, you know, you have to trust the company that's coming out to your house to perform the work. Not to mention houses are expensive. Like these it's like one of the most people, it's their largest asset that they own. And so you don't want to mess that up. So it really comes down to trust. And that's why we value our team so much, but the result is going to come out to, you know, everything that you sign up for. You know, you have to be able to trust our sales team, who's out there. You have to be able to trust our office, our installers, because we're at your house. We're in your bedroom installing windows. And so that's really the motivation of why we are so customer focused is because we're not a manufacturing plant where everything we do, we build inside of a warehouse. It's inside of your own home, and that has to be valued. And I don't know if everybody does that, but we definitely do it, Siding Unlimited and Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Yeah, and these projects that you do, unless you do it like a roof is kind of a one-day thing, and maybe one or two windows is a one-day, but we're there a while, right? Like 4 or 5 days sometimes doing siding and windows. And, you know, we were just at a customer's home that we did everything. Like, and we were there for like 3-4 weeks because it was roofing, siding, windows, doors. I mean, everything, gutters, downspouts. So you better like the contractor you're
working
with. You're
invited to birthday parties and anniversaries during that time.
Yeah, exactly. So it's definitely.
Well, and the trust, like you have to trust that the contractor is well insured in case something happens. All of that stuff, there's so much that plays a role in it that's not always thought of when you're signing the contract. And that's why we want to do everything the right way so that you don't have to worry about that, that we have everything in line, that you can trust us. That's why we do the advertising and the messaging that we do and promote the awards that we've won. Is really just to just promote that trust.
30 seconds left, Eric. Tell us how people get in touch.
Our showroom is open this morning till noon. I think Rick is there, so you could stop by 665 Larry Court in Waukesha. You can call us 262-567-4513 or you go to sidingunlimited.com. You can fill out a form there. And if you really want some pretty cool images and ideas, go to our Instagram page at Siding Unlimited LLC.
Always good to have you on the show.
Yeah, good to talk to you,
Eric. Your son and his baseball team.
Have a good rest of the weekend.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, David, we'll see you.
See you next week.
See you next week. Right, Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show is coming up next on WTMJ.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.